So here's our friend, the multiple regression model. This is one version of the raw score model. We'll show you other versions and other kinds. We now have a regression weight for each of several predictors. We still have our constant. Each regression weight reflects the unique and independent contribution of that predictor to the model. For a quantitative predictor, it tells the expected direction and amount of change in the criterion for a one unit change in that predictor while holding the value of all the other predictors constant. For a binary predictor, any sort of binary coding, as long as it's unit coding, one number between the two of them, it tells the direction and amount of mean difference between the criteria on the criterion variable while holding the value of all the other predictors constant. These are the same definition. For a one unit change, you know the direction and extent of change in the expected y. The only difference here is when we have two groups, I want you to talk about two groups. Don't talk about going from group 1 to group 2 as an increase in score by 1. It's not. It means more than that. It means changing what category you are. Does that make sense? Use all the explicitness you can. Going from one practice to two practices should be talked about differently than going from the no practice group to the practice group. Okay? Mathematically, it's still a change of 1. Regression weight is still going to be how much you expect y to change and in what direction with that change of 1. But when you're going from the no practice group to the practice group, talk about it as a group difference. Let your reader in on the magic. That also may be really important so they realize how you calculated or measured some variables. When I say practice, you have no idea if I meant how many or if I meant whether or not. And you might blow by that part in the method section where I described it. But if I say, for each additional practice, we expect performance to go up by 0.5%, versus I say, those in the no practice group had a mean 0.5 less than those in the practice group, that language of number of practices or practice group may be the first time you realize how I ran the study, how I measured the variables, and it may be the results section that we're on the same page. Does that make sense? When you've got information, get it to your reader. Be as explicit as you can. And then A is the expected value of the criterion if the predictors all have a value of 0. It's extremely unlikely. It's extremely unlikely, unless you happen to be working with z-scores. And then that is your truly average person. If they're average on every variable. Hardly ever see that. So let's make sure this makes sense. Here's a regression equation. We're predicting depression. Stress has a weight of 2. Support has a weight of negative 0.15. Treatment has a weight of negative 3. Constants 35. Apply the formula. The patient has a stress score of 10, a support score of 4, and is in the treatment group. All this means is adding up their weighted values. So 10 times a weight of 2 is 20. 4 times a weight of negative 0.15 is negative 6. And you want to be careful. Some people like to put the negative sign between the parentheses. Some like to always have pluses between the parentheses and tuck the negative inside. There's no rule, so you got to be able to do both. They're in the treatment group, which means a value of 1. You take 1 times negative 3, you get negative 3. Plus 35 for the constant. And that's the person's expected depression score. For stress, for each one unit increase in stress, depression is expected to what? Increase or decrease?
Increase.
How do you know?
Positive
weight. Take the easy ones. For each one unit increase in stress, depression is expected to increase by 2 when holding all the other variables constant. So if the only thing that happens is your stress goes up by 1, the only thing that happens is we expect your depression to go up by 2. How are we doing? If support, for each 1 unit increase in support, depression is expected to decrease. How'd you know? The sign of the regression weight. By how much? 1.5, holding the value of all the other variables constant. Those in the treatment group are expected to have a mean score that is larger or smaller?
Smaller.
Higher weight? I'm sorry. Higher code? Negative weight? Smaller. As you go from 0 to 1, your depression score is supposed to go down by 3, holding everything else constant. How are we doing? So what happens if my stress goes up, but my support goes up? If my stress goes up by 1, I expect my depression to go up by 2. If at the same time my support went up by 2, I expect my depression to come down by 3 for a net of down by 1. You with me? Think how cool this is. I can look at any two people and tell you how and why we expect a difference in the depression. Does that make sense? If they have the same stress, whatever differences there are in depression have to be because of support and whether or not they're being treated. This is not statistics. This is what you came to graduate school for. This is behavior. This is the stuff you care about. Oh, look, I knew. Here is the standardized formula. Now, instead of working with raw scores, we're working with z-scores. Everything has been transformed so that it has a mean of 0 and a standard deviation of 1. It's all the same thing, except we're now talking in standard deviation units instead of whatever arbitrary unit the measure is taken in. If z goes up by a standard deviation, I'm sorry, if x1 goes up by a standard deviation, by how much do we expect y to change and in what direction? What part of a standard deviation? The most common reason to refer to standardized weights is when you or the reader is unfamiliar with the scale of the criterion. At which point, saying how much we expect your criterion score to go up or down doesn't really help. And so doing it in standard deviation terms can help. A second reason is to promote the comparability of the relative contribution of the various predictors. But there will be some caveats. If you want to think about how important the contribution of each variable is, you've got to do it based on betas. You know that scale differences can influence raw score weights. If everything's converted to z-scores, they're all on the same scale, it promotes comparability. Notice the phrase, promote comparability. Not ensure comparability, not create comparability, just help a little. There's still a bunch that's going on that may make these weights comparable or not.